Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1134. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Chris Calamita. What is up, good sir?
Not a heck of a lot, Kevin, but good to be back here with you. Jeremy and I went on a 3 week Tuesday night sh recording run that is definitely unheard of.
For various and sundry reasons too. There was not one reason for all of those happenings. It's been pretty quiet, wild to be out of the Raw and SmackDown edition of the show here almost for the last month. I have watched, but hey. That's not where we're starting with this one. I believe Jeremy and I left it on Thursday's show that, the WWE had a price problem for WrestleMania. And it's finally biting them in the ass. And the very next day, if I am not mistaken, which would have been this past Friday. Before SmackDown aired, what was it? Tickets came down 25%.
Yes, a 25% off sale. Allegedly, there was a code, but the code never worked. What worked was a direct link, clicking a direct link to Ticketmaster to the website, so not the app. I maybe people were other people
No.
were able to get the code, but get the code to work, but. I had to click on I had to click the link, it's to get the real sale prices, and who boy were they down from day one for sure.
I mean, it's kind of wild. We are in one category. There was another category of ticket purchasers that you're wondering how the 2 day people, the package people are feeling at the current moment, honestly.
Yeah, that those folks definitely. Well, I mean, I'm hope they got great seats, and I mean, those are
Oh.
the best seats did go.
Oh.
It's your,
Yeah.
you know, your bat, your you know, higher up seats that could are arguably definitely overpriced. And then I never understood standby events with floor seating and risers. Think that just because you're on the floor, but 10 rows back, that those seats should be ungodly expensive. No, you actually have a better view in the cheaper seats up top.
Oh yeah, I mean that has been a lesson that we at Stunt Granny learned our very first WrestleMania. I believe 20 it was 23 in Detroit, was it not?
Yes, yes,
If
yes.
the numbers and we sat on the very back of the riser. And literally, like where the field ended was, like right behind us. Like that's where the end of our section was. And it was just hands down the worst view we ever had at a WrestleMania.
Oh,
And
yeah.
like you
I've
said,
done.
like
Yeah, go ahead.
we're like, oh, we're paying for floor seats. Like this is going to be pretty sweet, And then it's just like, no, this is awful, man. Like
Right. No, no. Yep.
you're in a no man's land
Right.
for viewing. And at least in 23, I know nowadays the Videotrons are in more places and are larger.
Yes, they are.
So that might make up for some of it now, but you're
And I
still
want to
going to
leave
get
the
an
state of is
awful
nice, but yeah.
view.
Oh, yeah,
You're still going to get an awful view to the
yeah,
ring, which
you'll get a glimpse of. You might get a decent view of the ring, but when things are going on around the ring, you can't see anything. You have no view of anything going on, on the floor. And things will, of course, often go it's professional wrestling. Things will often go to the floor. This becomes a
Yeah,
problem.
and I guess one other upside, depending upon where you are exactly, you might have a good view of the entrance, but
Yeah.
still, that's
No, if you can't get
not
first
really
five
great.
if you can't get first five rows on the floor, just start looking up. You know, it is not worth it to be 10 rows back or more, 20 rows or God, I mean, it's insane. It's like I can't imagine what do you even see at that point? Like what do you how is this
Oh.
How is this an enjoyable experience? Just looking at the back, truly just looking at the back of some guy's head, because you're just straight forward. You're not elevated up, on a rising, incline
Yeah.
or anything. Yeah.
I have never understood wanting to be in the back of, and I mean, even, well, yeah, I mean, it was at WrestleMania that long ago where it's just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how bad these seats are, and yeah, even floor seats, like back in the day, like to some of the earlier ones, like you said, like sometimes like 20 rows back and you're like, what are you seeing from there?
Yeah, no.
I,
So no.
it had to have been next to nothing.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah. So, lesson as always, kids, do not pick the back of the risers, and do not pick the end of the floor seats. Like,
No.
if you're going floor seats, just it's time to pony up, and get some decent seats. Even those seats, those were those seats, but you said most of those seats were sold out, 'cause that was the one thing. I guess I did not end
The
up
really
looking
good, yeah,
at a map.
anything, frontish was definitely, in the front part of any section, the first five rows of any section, that had already been sold out, probably within the weekend of the single tickets going on sale. And then, yeah, you're just left with, they're again, and they are still charged, even with the 25% discount, it's like $800 for back row, or the risers.
Oh no. Just yeah, again, not worth the price change. Just
No,
not
not even
even
worth it. Yeah.
close. That is wild that they're charging that much for those kinds of seats. Just
It
that is
is.
still wild even with 25% off.
Yeah, for those kind of seats, yeah, no, but obviously good seats went. I mean, there'd obviously already been price drops. Some gradual price drops had already been happening. They had the prices down to where they were for, a decent seat, say in the 200 section or 200s or 100 100s or even 300s. The lesson we learned, or at least I learned, is with these stadium shows now, there is no FOMO, getting sucked into you. There is no real FOMO, first day FOMO anymore. This is not, and it really never has been. You have it in your head that you want to secure your seats before you start planning, your travel and your lodging. Because again, you're planning a vacation at the same time, so you do want to make sure that you have your seats. And then it's like
Right.
you're still maybe tricking
Yeah,
yourself into thinking a lot of good seats are going to go on those first days, and it's just like either you can afford, you can wait some, you can wait.
yeah, I guess it's something that I kind of thought about more in a holistic sense in this I feel like I've seen a lot of emails that hit my inbox or other kind of areas talking about the WWE cooling off. And I mean, I do think in general we've been more critical of them recently
Definitely.
for any number of problems. It was one of those things where I feel like there were signs there that this probably wasn't going to sell as well as some of their other recent events. Like
Yeah.
they are not as hot as they were not that long
No.
ago.
No. I mean, the and if you want to call it, even though it was probably still a year or more of the Roman Reigns run, Cody getting hot, and then staying relatively hot, post, Cody winning the title. Hell, I mean, a lot of people thought that their business was gonna nosedive after Cody lost the first time, but instead it got hotter. That they ended up, of course, right about that. This everything they did there, and then they were able to carry themselves on for another good year, and then last year we've all said it was propped up by John Cena completely.
Oh, John Cena made a big difference, despite missteps that have already been
Right.
chronicled.
I mean, they did.
He
They
was
did. Did.
still a linchpin to the
He was a
TV
linchpin. I
for
mean, they did. They
most
did. They
of the
did.
last year.
WrestleMania crowd, the SummerSlam crowd, several of the international crowds. Over 40,000 people at a Survivor Series at a baseball field. Those people were there to see John Cena in his second to last match ever. I mean, that's what
That
that
was
was a
the
draw more
draw.
than War Games. That was a draw more than War Games for sure. So yes, but now you're in Las Vegas for the second time. It's more expensive. Las Vegas is more expensive. Las Vegas maybe has lost some luster, although I still, for a place to go once a year or so, it's damn good for me. Then you got, all the just other factors. Of course, lack of international travel. You've mentioned, and I know Jeremy talked about the elements of, international fans get their own shows, way more often now. So there's no need to make that once a year pilgrimage over here.
It definitely to me would make it less enticing. Like, I don't know what the numbers are necessarily, but I don't feel like I hear as many soccer chants taking over WrestleMania the last couple of
Right.
years.
And you guys went to more WrestleManias in the 2010s than I did. I only went to one. You guys went to a number of them. You know that, you could feel it. More than half of that crowd, it felt like half of that crowd or more was British or Irish.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was wild. It was wild out there. And since I haven't been to a WrestleMania in a while at this juncture, it will be interesting to see that crowd in person, or he hear that crowd in person,
Yeah.
to see if that holds up.
I mean, I don't not, I'm not saying I'm just going up to random people and talking to them just because they're in a wrestling shirt, but I wasn't necessarily hearing those accents as much,
Oh.
even last year. I mean, when we went to the Royal Rumble in Indianapolis, I wasn't, it seemed like a very US-based crowd. And
Yeah.
yes, and that was that was one of the most that that Royal Rumble crowd is one of the is in many ways that Royal Rumble was actually the real kind of peak of WWE's attendance boom, rec ticket revenue boom period.
Oh.
Getting 70,000 in for a Royal Rumble, more than either night of WrestleMania, and just the feeling of that night. And that's a factor too. A place like Indianapolis, even in early February, it's drivable from so many major metropolitan areas. It's actually it's actually
Oh.
it's really it's literally as we've been talking about before. It's literally in the heart of America. It's almost literally dead center. So a lot of people can drive there. Las
Yeah.
Vegas, no one's driving there. The closest major cities I think are like Phoenix and Los Angeles, and that's a shell. I don't know. I've never done it, of course, but I imagine
Yeah.
that's a hellacious drive through nothing desert, and it's just no one wants to do that.
Well, it does sound there were some people that seemed to enjoy the LA to Las Vegas drive that I've heard. But it does also sound your description sounds correct also though, is that it just is desert. Like there is not a lot more other than tumbleweed
Your
and
car breaks down, you're never you might never be seen again.
So, and I also believe it's like a 2.5 to 3 hour drive. So, I mean,
It's
it's
manageable.
not short, but yeah, it's manageable. Like that's me to Indianapolis. Just as an example. So, hey, LA to Las Vegas, like if you're only rolling about that far, I could appreciate driving there. But yeah, there are what? Yeah, Columbus, Chicago, St. Louis. Louisville,
Detroit,
Detroit,
Chicago,
all
Pittsburgh,
drivable.
and Pittsburgh, maybe Philadelphia. I don't know what New York, maybe a little further, but
Yeah,
it's
well,
possible.
Philly,
It's
you're getting pretty
yeah, good to do.
you're getting a pretty
Pittsburgh,
healthy drive there.
Pittsburgh, yeah,
Pittsburgh,
Pittsburgh for
I'd
sure,
call the cutoff.
yeah.
So maybe Buffalo, I guess, if
Buffalo
you
could, yeah.
want to go a little further north, but not too much further east. But yeah, I mean there are a lot more major cities that it makes it a more drivable place, and Indianapolis is easy to fly into, which is why the
Yeah, and I was just gonna
NCAA
say.
does a lot of
Right. Oh,
events
yeah.
there also. So.
Yeah.
It is kind of wild though, but yeah, the WWE is definitely off its hot period,
It's
and
definitely off the hot period. And it was
you
prob.
can cool, wait for the prices to come
Yes,
down these
you absolutely can. Yeah. And
days.
although I think they did make the right decision, even though it's not going to be permanent, to lower the prices at about the 2 month point, because you still want to attract people who will then who will be flying in from far away. They have to set up, they have to book their flights, they have to book their hotel, they have to book their hotels. A trip to Las Vegas is not something you do on 2 weeks' notice.
I wouldn't think so. Like,
No,
I
there's a
don't
lot
like
more to
going
it.
anywhere on short notice, really.
Right. No, I don't. I do not either. Although, depending on when, and you can actually wait to book your hotel flights, you want to book out, fairly far in advance. But hotels, you might luck out if you book them like a month in advance. Now, granted, I've had my hotel booked since May for Las Vegas, but at other points, I've realized, yeah, hotel prices are more likely to come down the closer you get. Airline prices are more likely to go up and up and up the closer you get, is the bottom line there.
Always good to buy the flight tickets early. 'Cause flight prices have not really budged from this perspective.
Right.
Since I've been looking at them, so yep. But hey, Las Vegas is a little ways off,
Yes, it
and
is. Yeah, it's crazy. It still is. Yeah, it's still over 2 months. Yeah, about 2 months.
this build is still, boy, it is lacking both steak and sizzle.
It really
At the current
is.
moment.
Yeah, let's go to SmackDown, and since we've already, killed a bunch of time, let's maybe instead of going match by match, because we also have to get to Raw and possibly Grand Slam Australia as well. Let's just start with the SmackDown main event situation and the SmackDown Men's Elimination Chamber qualifier with Cody Rhodes, Jacob Fatu, and Sami Zayn. Thought it was a curious decision to have Cody and Jacob in the same qualifying match to begin with.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
And
that was an interesting call.
yeah, and they absolutely had McIntyre just, put out, a flashing yellow sign that he is going to interfere in this match and help Sami Zayn win, basically, which is what he tried to do. He was successful in taking out Jacob Fatu. He tried to take out Cody. He is not successful. Cody was able to fight back and defeat Sami Zayn, who, oh boy, does someone in creative has to hate Sami Zayn at this point. He is just being made to look like such a putz. And maybe he's brought it on himself to some degree, because allegedly he was, campaigning pretty hard to win at the Royal Rumble, and may have irked some people along the way. And it was not the right decision. He was not he's he is nowhere near where he was, 3 years ago to even justify it. But man, is he just being made to look like a total putz. Whether it's losing a match that was handed to him on a silver platter by Drew McIntyre, or the constant digs from Trick Williams that are just hitting too close to home, because they are pretty true.
Yeah, I think the fact that Trick gets to be the one to hone in on the vulnerability first
Yeah.
is it just seems worse coming from a rookie
It does,
than
yeah.
coming from a peer. Like he doesn't really have any ammunition for Trick Williams to respond to. It's just like I. Like the best you can do is, oh, you just don't know anything, kid. And it's just like,
Yeah.
okay, like I sure, but like it's just not very compelling comeback material.
No, Sammy really doesn't have a good comebacks here, and this babyface version of him has lost a lot of luster. He's lost a lot of shine, and just he's kind of become a dork, really. And he's just, the humor that was there in the Bloodline segments that, got him over in the first place, the fire that got him, that's kept him over after, after the breakup. He's showing none of that. He's just kind of just losing and whining.
Well, and yeah, this is where it does seem like this kind of needs to be a breaking point for him.
Oh yeah, he definitely does. He
Even if he stays babyface, the character has got to go through some type of transformation.
yes, he really does, yes.
So, that's I guess that's going to be the interesting to keep an eye on with him because, yeah, if he keeps on doing the same character, oh boy, just yeah, may as well write him off for it's not even going to be a slow decline because I just don't see him getting back into the main event picture anytime soon.
No, I do not. But someone who keeps getting himself back into the main event picture and is one Cody Rhodes. I hope they know what they're doing here. 'Cause if they are bound and determined to keep him babyface, him winning that chamber might be the worst thing possible for him.
It's so funny that yeah, we might be entering that Charlotte Flair territory with Cody
Yeah.
Rhodes,
He really
where
yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
he's just too in, he's too in that scene.
Yes, he
Like
is. It's been 3 years now.
he hasn't allowed
Or two
himself
years. It's been
to just go into that Roman Reigns, I'm just gonna have random feuds thing going
Yeah,
on here. Has
yes. Rome, yeah. For
Roman mentioned
it's been
the
almost
champion
2 years. Yeah.
getting the championship back? Yeah, he's mentioned it. But also they've delayed him by having him just have other feuds here the last couple of years, so
Right, yes, first obviously Solo and his crew, then Heyman and the Vision. Yes, he has had these roadblocks and he has stayed incredibly over. Cody Rhodes has just stayed in the title picture completely for 2 years. And unlike Roman Reigns, he does. Other than a little time in late summer, early fall to film a movie, and it was a very small amount of time. I think it was like 4 to 6 weeks that he was out. He was gone. He has it, granted, he did leave. He did go away after WrestleMania for a while too. He did. So he's had his time away, but every time he comes back, it's right back in the title mix. It's right back in the title mix. And the second reign wasn't as good as the first, and the first reign, you could argue, not even the greatest thing in the world. I mean, there were multiple storylines that were always seemed to be more important than Cody during his title reign, whether it was Roman Reigns and Solo's Bloodline, whether it was Punk and McIntyre, even Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan. Those are the things that carried WWE for the year after Cody won the title. I mean, Cody could be kind of come go in and out of the Bloodline story. But other than that, he just kind of wrestled random people, and it was just, and that was it. And some of that, a lot of that is on WWE for not, I've been pounding this button for years about not having, enough, top level heels to feed your top baby faces. There's way more faces than heels, even after some big turns. It still feels like there's more baby faces than heels. Than heels on this roster. So that has played a part. And then yes, Cody, when he comes out and he's wearing his suits, and he just, when Drew McIntyre calls him the TKO cha champion and calls him milquetoast, it's like there's some truth to this. Like, again, just like the Trick Williams, Sami Zayn stuff. It's like, I mentioned it with Jeremy. It's like
It might be a little too much
we've gone too
of the
far.
truth in there.
We set ourselves too far from the Attitude Era, Shades of Grey, anti-hero, all the way back to these kind of valiant baby faces who are kind of boring.
A lot of baby faces do not have a whole lot to them.
Right. So Cody goes into this elimination chamber with a red hot Randy Orton, a rejuvenated LA Knight, and he's going to be at best and I feel like he's going to be at best the number three crowd favorite.
I mean, new guy in the match, Javon Evans, already doing a good job of
He's
getting
doing a very good
himself some
job.
pretty good pops himself.
Yes, he is. Yes, and yes, and people wanting something new, even if it's kind of amusing that new thing is Randy Orton. But Randy Orton hasn't been seriously been in the world title picture for over 5 years. And yes, he is at his age now, this many years in, he's the most over he's ever been. He's not showing any wear and tear in terms of. Not well. Okay, his body has had its problems for sure, but in
But
terms
with the
of
crowd.
his with the crowd, there's no feeling of staleness. There's no feeling that oh God, this guy again. No, he's the most over he's ever been.
It is still wild how popular he is, and I mean he has definitely popped out enough that every time he comes back, everyone's going bonkers for him.
Yeah. So yeah, he will undoubtedly be the crowd favorite at Elimination Chamber. And if they are just bound and determined to get Cody in this main in this main event with McIntyre, a match that people have already seen 3 times. And the only new thing you can do with it is add Jacob Fatu, who again, still not as over as he was a year ago. I mean, he was still a heel, mind you.
Did enjoy the sit down promo that they gave him
I did like
on
that. Yes.
SmackDown here.
Yes, I yes, but I think they're still, in a process of rebuilding here too, because,
Yes,
he had some
I
key
would
losses
agree
on
with that.
I said it before. He had some key losses on the way out, and then the injury time. They've done a pretty good job with him, but again, I'm not sure if it's his time either yet. So it's you This is going to be a
That
real
seems
test.
wild, 'cause I guess that's w where things are. Like, Is it just Randy Orton versus Drew, or Cody versus Drew is the only like real kind of main event level matchup that they can come up with? I mean, because we do ha already have CM Punk against Roman Reigns, so I mean that one's on the books. So only Drew's open, and yeah, there are not a lot of. A lot of options beyond Cody and Randy that I can think of.
No, I mean those are your options, and I feel like Randy Orton feels like the better option. The much better
Yeah.
option. Cody could use some time. If they're not going to turn him, he needs to spend some time away from the title picture, and he needs what he had in the in between of his Roman Reigns matches. A feud like he had with Brock Lesnar, so something that he that
Oh.
can kind of rejuvenize his fan base again by giving him some. A mountain to climb, some sort of wall to be put up between him and the title, so that people are, give it 6 months, give it a year. Maybe people are wanting him back in the title picture.
Yeah, I mean the chase for a whole year worked for Roman Reigns part two. So why not head back to the same playbook essentially. So it's gonna be interesting the further we move along here to
Yes,
Elimination Chamber.
definitely.
So I guess I'm trying to think of because was there was also a women's match for elimination for their Elimination Chamber.
Yes, there was.
And I'm trying to pull that up here and oh yeah, that's right. Because it was Alexa Bliss versus Kiana James, not Kiana James versus Julia versus Zelina Vega. With Alexa Bliss being the one to come out on top here.
Yes, she indeed did. Good choice for that one. It's she's definitely, had a good run since she's come back. You always, you could tell now there's certain people that need to be kind of be featured, especially when they do these big multiple person matches. She's one of the people, who frequently gets a spot in them. She's less likely to win than maybe some, but
Oh.
she's in it. Wouldn't surprise me if Charlotte ends up in it. So
Yeah,
that it gives
they seem to
their
be
story a little more.
leaning that way. Yeah, it does actually feel like they have something in mind for that. What it is exactly, I'm not completely sure. They could break up. They could end up being the tag team champions at WrestleMania. Like, both of those are on the list.
And for Charlotte Flair's sake, I would I'm still hoping for that tag team title, because as enticing as a match between her and Jade Cargill could be, it's still not time for it yet. It's still not time for Charlotte Flair to go back to being a single away from Alexa Bliss. And you'll go back to all of her old ways.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to say that Charlotte Flair could still use some additional rebuilding before going against Jade Cargill.
She absolutely could.
So, they've done quite the good job, and she's done quite the good job of getting over this new, more relatable character. So. Yeah, just yeah, let it breathe a little bit longer here.
I agree. I mean, you can still have little moments of tension and what and whatnot. But overall, yeah, she's not ready yet.
Yeah, 'cause we did have because speaking of the women's championship, we did have Jordynne Grace versus Jade Cargill on this night, and it was interrupted by the dirtiest of the Dominics, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. So.
Yes, we're still trying to play this game where there this has been a pet peeve of mine, that this dragging this out and pretending in any way like Liv Morgan versus Jade Cargill makes any kind of sense at all, or that's even possibly going to happen. Just like, oh, come on, just let's that's not, I know they had the men's winner declare right away, and you still want to have at least one drag it out a bit, but it's just there's it's just not the right other champion over on SmackDown to do this with.
Yeah, they've definitely gone way more hey, this is going to be a Stephanie Vaquer thing just because of the level of their interactions, I feel like already at this
Oh,
point.
yeah, definitely.
And I feel like the heels always see that say this when they delay the decision, but it's just like, oh, we're really gonna make them think about it. And it's just like, how much are they really worried about a championship shot that's still gonna be like 2 months away? Like you've got to
Yeah.
really wait a long time to declare, to keep people really hanging. It's just like, I don't know, guys. We got time here. Like,
Well, I guess if we
sure.
can fast forward a little bit before we get back to the SmackDown scene, Liv Morgan and Stephanie Vaquer had quite the confrontation. Have you watched the version where you could actually read the subtitles
Oh geez.
on social media? Yeah.
I did not get a chance to see that. I did know that it is out there. Have not watched it. Because I believe I watched a translation of last week's promo. And yeah, Stephanie Vaquer seems like a good promo if I understood Spanish.
She definitely is, and she was kind of mean.
Oh.
She was telling Liv that she can't stand up to her. She will she won't If you choose me, you won't win. And just like, I want this more than you, and it's I've had a tougher road than you. WWE's handed you everything. Like, wow, that's some harsh words. And they did, and Dominic's translation did leave Liv in tears. So I guess a masterful play from Stephanie Vaquer to get to goad Liv Morgan into picking her, which could come as early as Monday, possibly, because I think you probably want that out of the way before Elimination Chamber. Still.
Yeah. Like I said, I guess I don't feel like it's still that effective to leave it hanging over people's heads. I do think even if you don't want everyone to declare right away, it does make sense to get it down sooner rather than later so that people have some idea what a WrestleMania card is.
Right, yes.
At least with the main championships,
Yeah,
I because those
yes.
ones always seem to be the first ones set in place. I'm not expecting the U.S. championship to be determined this many months in advance, but
I'm not expecting the U.S. championship to either U.S. championship to actually be defended on WrestleMania. One is the de facto television title now, and which and it's been good for and it's actually been good for Carmelo Hayes. Yeah, I think it's maybe a good role for it. And then that women's US title, oof. Taking that thing off of Chelsea Green is a mistake because it's almost like immediately afterward they realize, hey, we like Kiana James more than we like Julia.
It's been kind of a weird transition, because yeah, they have definitely pumped up Kiana James as at least as much as Julia this second run. But
Yeah.
I did not love the fact that she was in a position to lose. You know, like it was another one of those. She just got that championship back. Didn't really have a great run the first time. Why is she in a position to lose a match here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It definitely feels like they've given up on her, given up on her some. And Keanu James pieced together to, you know, a few good performances. It's just a way to say it. She was good a few times. It's.
But they haven't given her a lot of chances.
No. And a lot of people, including me, said this thought, wow, why are they even keeping her around at all for? But apparently, some people saw something in her, and she's finally gotten the opportunity to show it off.
It's still kind of wild with the WWE where the depth is there, but they still have a problem utilizing it.
Yeah.
I just feel like Julia and Kiana James are kind of on that list of, I don't know why you guys can't use these two better. Like you
Right.
have something in both of them, so like. Why are we not maximizing this? Was there anything else to tie into the women's division main event scene? Because I think that's how we wrapped that one up. Because we Liv Morgan wrapped us from SmackDown to
Well,
Raw.
I mean, I guess we could throw in a little about Jordynne Grace. Just, I mean, puts up a fight but goes down clean to Jade Cargill. Not really sure where you go from there.
It's been interesting. I think they've done a better job with her so far on the main roster than they did in NXT almost at any time. But we've talked about it ad nauseum. Losing, never great.
No, no,
And
no.
when you're starting at the main championship, it's hard to find a place to go after that.
Yeah, I mean, they seemed to just needed someone for Jade Cargill to actually have a match against and defend the title for the first time in 3 months.
That was kind of
Yeah.
wild
Yeah, I guess, you know,
that
Mia Yim's been injured. They don't want to drop. I guess they just don't want to drop Tiffany again. So it's like, who can it be? And I'm not, because we're just assuming that the winner of the Elimination Chamber is going to end up challenging Jade Cargill. I'm having a heck of a time trying to figure out, well, how this is gonna go. They don't seem to be pointing us in any particular direction.
I'm trying to remember who the winners have been. Obviously, it was Alexa Bliss, but did we only have four out of the six competitors for that
Yeah,
one also?
that they would be equal. Yes. So it's okay. Let me remind myself. It is Tiffany, Rhea Ripley, Alexa Bliss, and now Asuka.
Okay, I was just scrolling through Raw, and I'm like, I know there was at least one match on Raw,
Yes.
and that was Asuka.
So I guess because it's Jade Cargill and you do want maybe likely want one of the bigger women to challenge her. And if I'm already saying that it's not ready for Charlotte yet, is it Rhea Ripley?
Yeah, that would be an interesting one just because they have really seemed to throw their lot in on this Riho thing.
Yes.
But also would not be the first time they've blown up a tag team in short order to go
Yeah.
after singles pursuits
Yeah,
either.
I mean, I imagine Io Sky, because I is probably gonna win her qualifier on Monday. I remember, I think Kairi Sane is gonna be in that match, and then one other person who I don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, 'cause they definitely it would have been interesting 'cause what were they hinting at a Kyrie matchup with someone also 'cause
Well, I mean, they're gonna at some point she's gotta grow a spine and stand up to Asuka. I mean, I don't know if that becomes a
yeah.
WrestleMania match. I mean, again, if you forget, you gotta have 12 to 14 matches across
That's
2 nights. Maybe, who knows?
yeah, that's why I only said hint. Like, I'm not
Yeah.
completely sure that's the
Or
way they're going, but
yeah,
they definitely
or at
had
least a.
enough interaction over the past year and
Yeah.
on Raw that I was like, maybe.
I mean, I could still see them, because once the women's singles titles are sorted out, or singles, just general singles matches are sorted out, I imagine we're gonna get some type of, multi-team thing for the women's titles, 'cause just to get, as many women on the show as possible. Who knows?
Oh.
Maybe they'll even do, a 4, 5, 6 team ladder match or something. Because they've done it. They've gone up to 6 teams and 12 people for the men. It would be the
No.
first time you're doing that for the women. It would be an easy way to
A lot of
get
bodies
as many
on
get a lot of bodies
TV.
in a match that would be intriguing, and a match that would have some cachet to it. Because we've even seen that even with these, the lower cards, SmackDown teams, you put a ladder in the mix. Ooh. Well, this raises my interest.
yeah, and the ladies not been shy and taken bumps.
No, not shy in taking bumps, and the majority of the women are of course way more over than anyone who was in that SmackDown tag team title scene last year. So it would be some intriguing stuff there. But yeah, it's yeah, I mean this is, so let's see. Yeah, if we just say maybe assume that Charlotte and Io are both gonna be the last two people in the chamber, so that they're
Oh.
both in there with their tag team partners in an everyone for themselves situation, so that creates some intrigue there. And yeah, coming out of that, it's still, again, if you're just presuming it's going to be Jade Cargill, yeah, it's we have not been certainly have not been led in any direction over another.
No, and that it is kind of like you, yeah, I guess I would rate Charlotte, Rhea, and who's the other one? Is because I don't think they're gonna do Asuka versus
No,
her.
it's not going to be a heel. I don't know if it'll be Tiffany again.
Oh yeah, Tiffany was gonna be my third, but it's just like,
I could see Io over Tiffany. Actually,
Okay, that's
she'd be
fair.
my fourth. Yeah, she'd be my fourth pick actually, out of that, and then, yeah. Tiffany has the exact same problem she's had for over a year now. She's a terrible baby face.
I guess she's at least getting people to say Tiffy time now.
She does. They do that for her.
She's getting somewhere. It's still a weird baby face persona to have. Really,
Yeah.
really, really weird baby face persona to have. Because was there anything else other than the triple threat match for the women there on Raw? Because I don't think so. Just so we can wrap up a bow on the oh. I guess speaking of the women and speaking of personal feuds, AJ Lee and Becky Lynch.
Yes, they definitely had a
Not a WrestleMania match here.
it could still be one. You could always have the Chicago match lead to, a gimmick match at WrestleMania or something like that.
True.
But yeah, no, AJ's been playing her role very well here. I do think that this week Becky did tone down the overacting she was doing the week before, which I found obnoxious. But she was still doing some of that, like the exaggerated grunts and some of
Oh.
her body language. It was just, again, you could
Yeah,
tell
she
she's
goes a
someone
little
who has
over the
taken
top.
some, yeah, you could tell she's someone who's taken like real acting lessons and is trying to trying to use those in her WWE work, and it's because it's not because WWE, it's not completely acting like you would traditionally call act you. So yeah, she's
Yeah, you've definitely got to ham it up in a different way than you do on the
yes,
on a
that's a
movie
good word for
screen.
it. Yes, that's that. Yes, definitely a good word for it. But again, this has been, the road to get here has been benefited, I think, by AJ not being around very much. They've been able to get this thing from WrestlePalooza to Survivor Series, skipping the Royal Rumble, and then getting us to Elimination Chamber. It doesn't necessarily have to be the only singles match they have, just because it was not saved, for a first time ever 1-on-1 for WrestleMania.
Yeah. I mean, that one could stretch out until then. It shall be interesting to see what because the event is in Chicago, correct?
Yes, where AJ Lee has called home for well over a decade, so she should
Yep.
ha get a great and where she made her return in the first place and got, a giant pop. So if her reaction in Memphis wasn't anything to write home about, her reaction in Chicago should be pretty damn big.
I think that Memphis overall may be indicative of what we talked about at the beginning of the show here.
Yeah, no,
The
definitely not as
product
hot.
maybe not being as hot as
Yeah,
it
but
once
they've got
was.
into
The
chanting "whoop
crowd's
that
not
trick"
as
at
hot.
people. That was about all. And
Very popular chant at various times
but I think
during
there
the
is like
show.
a regional thing where Memphis may exactly be where "whoop that trick" as a phrase was invented. I think I've seen that somewhere. I think it's something
Okay.
something that came up. Let me look that up.
Sure. Yeah, I was unaware of this fun little factoid here.
It might be a Memphis basketball, college basketball thing.
Oh, okay.
Or the original rapper who released a song called "Whoop That Trick" is from Memphis. Okay, as I said, "Whoop That Trick," Memphis Grizzlies. Let's look at that.
Yep, okay.
Yeah,
We're
okay, it's a
already
professional
trending
band. It's it's it's
basketball.
it's not it's not a yes, it's not a college basketball thing. I forget that Memphis actually has a professional basketball team, or any professional sports team, because they didn't for so very long.
Yeah, I believe that's the only thing that they have professionally,
Okay.
so
It's a song written by Memphis rapper Al Capone, spelled Kapone, for the
okay.
movie Hustle and Flow.
Oh,
The
geez.
Grizzlies,
Okay.
okay,
Not new.
the Grizzlies in-game DJ would occasionally play it, and the crowd loved it every time. It snowballed from there and became the unofficial theme song of the Grizzlies. So yes, Memphis is actually the place where that trick was invented. So it really ha it even has even less it to do with Trick Williams.
Okay. Well then, I thought Trick was already that over. Evidently, I have been
Well, I mean,
learned
his
lear I've been
reactions.
learned otherwise.
Well, his reactions are pretty. Yeah, well,
Well, and
they're
he
not
was
exactly what
not
you want for a
he
heel, but.
yeah, and he was on SmackDown and not Raw here, so definitely not directly at him.
Right.
So, yeah, 'cause I believe that did come up during the Becky and AJ segment, did it not? Is that why we got off on that course?
Yes. And there was a few other times when it happened in
Oh yeah, it was popular throughout the night.
Yes, it was.
I guess is there anything to be said since we have talked a lot of Elimination Chamber here about the main event on Raw here with Gunther, Javon Evans, and Dominic Mysterio?
Our own Jeremy Mays, called the finish exactly. Dragon Lee taking out Gunther, so he wasn't involved in the fall, and Javon Evans picking up the clean win over the Intercontinental Champion Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah, two birds, one stone.
Yes,
For the rare foresight here.
and yes, so yeah, so Javon Evans in the Elimination Chamber. He's not going to win, but he is
Oh, no.
without a doubt in there because to jump off of high, to jump off of high places. That is his
Yes.
role in this match.
Yep, he is in there to do crazy shit.
Yes,
And
he will
he
have his moments,
probably
and he will
will.
be more. He is he will have his moments, and he will be more over than when he went in. So he it should be a good night for him. And.
Yep, he's taking an L, but it'll be a good night for him.
Yes, and be interested to see what they have for him going into WrestleMania. I suggested last week that challenging Dominic Mysterio for the Intercontinental title would be a great role for him at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's why I said two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
It feels like you could write that story. You know, he loses at
Yes.
Elimination Chamber. Whatever the following Raw is, we start to set up their feud, and it
Yeah.
ends up culminating at WrestleMania.
No, I
So.
guess maybe this all depends on what exactly is the end game with all this stuff with Finn Balor and the rest of the Judgment Day, particularly Dominic. I know we've been talking about this feels like for over a year now. We really have. Because
Yeah, it's
that was
one of
the
those
that was how
things that
Dominic won
I'm
the title. He
I
pinned
it
Finn Balor in a
like
four-way. And then he still didn't
it's
break up after that.
exhausting to talk about this
Yes.
topic. It has been just absolutely exhausting. It's just like they're finally gonna pull the trigger, right? And it's been no every time. It's been like, oh no, someone had to be out for an injury. Oh
Like
no,
I
this
just
person was
said,
out for this reason. Like,
like I just said,
oh my gosh.
Dominic won the Intercontinental title the first time in a four-way match where he pinned Finn Balor, and they still didn't break up after that.
Oh man, and yeah, it. I did agree with Finn. He's just like, oh, this is how it's gonna be. I'm out of here, pal. Dominic Mysterio still kind of talking down to Mr. Balor
He definitely
these
was.
days. So yeah, I do not know what it takes for. Well, I guess I do know what it takes. There have been a number of Judgment Day members who've come and gone.
Yes.
It does kind of feel like Finn Balor does need to get out of there if he wants to be in the main event scene.
I don't know if long term in the main event scene is in is in the cards for old Finn.
Yeah, like that's the only thing that I guess I didn't think, him still just staying in Judgment Day and maybe being a tag team guy for the rest of his career, I guess it could happen.
I mean, it could happen.
You know,
I'm just
yeah.
not seeing him in this main event scene. I'm just not seeing him,
Main
keeping a regular role.
eventing.
He's a guy being put in a match so CM Punk can win in Chicago. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Well, this is also true. Maybe tag team division is going to be the best that
Right.
he's going to get these days. His time, unfortunately for him, got lost, and it is never coming back. Never coming back. Trying to look. Oh, well, I guess there was not a whole lot of matches on Raw. One story that did dominate that does have some weight for the Elimination Chamber itself, just because I believe Bronson Reed is now in a qualifier at this
Yes.
juncture. I don't know against whom, off the top of
I
my
do not
head.
remember. I do not re
But that
I
was
do not
definitely a
remember.
big part of Raw that we can touch on before shutting the door on the WWE for this week. We ended up getting the Vision taking on LA Knight, Jimmy, and Jey Uso after a fairly lengthy confrontation to kick off Monday Night Raw. And did you find the
Yes.
answer there,
No, I'm still looking. But yes,
sir?
we
Okay.
do get we did yes, we got a Vision opening promo segment demanding that Adam Pearce put Bronson Reed in just put him in the Elimination Chamber. Pearce refused to do that. They were then interrupted by LA Knight, who challenged the Vision to a six-man tag with the Usos. Who were still up in the stands. We have no idea what they were actually going to do to open this show. Supposed to do.
Yeah, that was one of the wildest things. Like
Okay, I got it.
they've had people wait in the ring for awkwardly long amounts of time. That must have been really weird to just be standing in the concourse for that promo time.
Yeah.
They were there for a solid 8 minutes.
It had to be worse for security, I'm sure. They had to keep fans away from them for that long. That's a security nightmare at that point.
fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh, and I do have the match. It's Bronson Reed versus Jey Uso versus the original El Grande Americano.
Boy, they are pointing an arrow, shiny arrow in Bronson Reed's direction.
Yeah, and this match is, I believe, currently lacking. Is it any heels? Wait. Yeah, it's there are no heels in this match.
Oh,
Yeah,
in the
'cause
men's elimination
in the men's
chamber?
elimination chamber, yeah,
Gunther is
it's
not a heel?
Gunther lost.
Oh, that's right, Gunther lost.
Javon Evans, Cody, Randy, and LA Knight. So yeah, I imagine. Yeah, I imagine Bronson Reed should win. I mean, I could see them maybe doing something where the masked man costs them the match, but you need
Yes.
that heel guy, and especially a monster heel you can put in there. Yeah, I think
Yeah, and
he's the better chance.
Well, I feel like he's gotten this treatment already, honestly, before, where everyone ends up hitting their finisher on him, then he gets pinned, and it's just like, oh yeah, he's supposed to look badass because he had to take all these finishers to lose.
And then I think there's a, and there's also one on Friday with I believe Trick Williams is involved. So and I so I could see him
Yes.
getting in that getting that spot, so that you at least get two heels in there.
Yeah, one nominal heel, but
Yeah,
two
nominal.
total.
Yeah, good word for it.
Oh man. Yeah, so not completely surprising that Tsunami Splash wins this one, and
Yeah,
we'll keep Mr. Reed on a on somewhat of a heater here headed into
the
Elimination
Vision
Chamber.
needed a win. And if you just need something to put, some people in at WrestleMania, two members of the Vision going after the Usos for the tag titles is, probably decent enough. If, say, it's Logan Paul and Austin Theory or, and any two of the three, although I think Reed is likely going to get a pretty big singles match because whatever Bron Breakker was supposed to be in at WrestleMania, and rumors have been that it was going to be a returning Seth Rollins. Reed's probably getting that match now.
Yeah, I guess that was going to be kind of the follow-up to the situation here. Is that is the masked man Seth Rollins? I'm not sure it's necessarily him
No, it's not
doing
him.
the
It's not
acting.
him right now, but yes, over the next, month or so, we'll probably get a reveal, and if it's him, it wasn't ever him when maybe like the of course, like the last time it'll be
It'll
him,
be
but
actual him, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, that has definitely been a classic
Yes.
to do it that way. Use different body types and then all of a sudden it stabilizes when the person who's actually going to
Yeah.
do it
Yeah,
is re ready for a
so
return.
yeah, if the Raw tag team title match at WrestleMania ends up being the Usos against Logan Paul and Austin Theory, I wouldn't be surprised. Because I'm just thinking about it, it's like it's weird because he's up until this year, he's been so part-time, but they've ticked a lot of boxes with Logan Paul over the years. If you think look at who's feuding with the Vision or going to be feuding with the Vision, he's already had big matches with LA Knight. He's already had he's or a big match with LA Knight. He's already had a big match with Seth Rollins. He's had a WrestleMania match with Seth Rollins. So it's like you don't want to retread though. So it's like for him to have a singles match at WrestleMania, I'm not sure where that goes. Plus, as Jeremy and I have been charting his, development since he has essentially become a weekly character on this show, you can make the argument it's not been good for him. This week he took more front and center, but other weeks, especially when Breaker was still there, he was falling into the background quite a bit.
And even now he's almost he's just turning into something weird. And I don't
He's
know what it
becoming no
is.
he's she's it's he's just becoming a normal wrestler. It's been complete him
Yeah.
being around is completely normalized, and he is a great athlete and he is very charismatic, easy to dislike, all that, but he it loses he loses something when he's there every week.
Yeah. And when he's not the main character, or
Yes.
even like, because yeah, I mean, even now, even with Bron Breakker going down, he's not the main character. You know?
He talked the most other than Heyman, but it's still got a lot of this is still it's going to be centered on Reed.
Yeah.
Reed has completely taken over where Bron Breakker left off. Reed is the one now, getting into big arguments with people. Actually, no, I mean, Austin Theory actually, was the one who most bucked up to Adam Pearce on Raw. So
Oh,
that was a little
yeah.
interesting, but overall, it's supposedly been Reed threatening, Pearce, and Reed saying, he's going to take out the masked man and all that.
Yeah, he has definitely been more front and center. Even if, again, I feel like yeah, it's actually, now that you mention that, I feel like everyone except for Logan Paul has been helped by the Vision. Bronson Reed has been helped. Even Austin Theory, like not that he's getting a
From where he
major
was,
sh
he was nothing.
Going from not TV to at least getting speaking parts on TV is quite the improvement.
In that way, yes,
But
and
Logan Paul's, kind of gone the opposite. It's just like, yeah, because he is there weekly, it's like you don't hear from him, and he's just kind of the
no.
background character
Yeah,
with
he's
all
a
these other
background
guys
character. He
doing
doesn't
stuff.
really need Heyman. He doesn't really need Heyman to talk for him. He doesn't. Yeah, it's the chemistry it hasn't been there. I mean, Reed and Breaker, it's probably been underrated, the chemistry they've had together. The two of them together, the chemistry was better than the chemistry with the both of them and Seth.
Oh,
Because I made the point
yes.
before that the Vision
They seem like
wasn't
buddies.
Booker. Yeah, they do seem like buddies.
That, yeah, Seth
Like they're
never
people.
felt that way.
No, and he
And
was
he also
supposed to be
didn't
above
really feel
them.
like they're, yeah, it, well, and he didn't feel like he was above them, even though
You
that's
just
the way they
quick one.
positioned him.
Yeah, the Vision never really, the Vision never really came to fruition in a lot of ways. And it started to feel like it actually started to
Yeah,
come more
fair.
together, after Seth was gone, and then but now of course Braun's gone. So the centerpiece of this whole thing is going to be missing for a while. We are under the impression he's going to
Yeah.
miss WrestleMania. Maybe there's a chance he'll make it back. Maybe we're getting
Yeah,
a
I
little.
mean, they did, I believe, again this week, call it an undetermined amount of time.
They did do that.
So
And it's again
sometimes that can
the
be shorter, sometimes it can
I mean I
be
do yeah.
Bianca Belair and you're out of like a year and a
But Bianca Belair finally getting her surgery.
half.
That's
Yes.
hopefully going to get her back to work at some point. Although at this point I would say likely not by WrestleMania. And certainly not in the position that they would have ever that if she had never gotten hurt, this would have been the year we would have I'm sure we would have gotten Bianca versus Jade at WrestleMania.
Yeah, they've been drooling over that matchup for years, and they finally pulled the trigger on Jade, and
Yeah. Bianca's
Bianca
nowhere to be
takes
seen.
for forever to come back from an injury that you would not have expected
No.
her to be
So
out for this
she has.
long with.
Yeah, so she might still be 2 to 3 months out. If it's 2 months, yes, we're literally smack dab right before WrestleMania. You can have her involved in WrestleMania, but maybe not a match, and so you're there. And then back to Bron Breakker. I think the minimum optimistic time for him to be back is 8 weeks, so it's possible. If the time timeline is in any way legitimate. But also, it could take up to 6 months for something like this too.
Yeah. So that will be interesting, and that will influence plans here one way or the other.
Yes,
So,
it indeed will.
yeah, still a lot to be told on this road to WrestleMania, sir.
Yeah, there it definitely is.
A few things. Well, no. Was anything ended on AEW Collision, emanating from Sydney, Australia, sir? This was big enough that even you watched it
Yes, I
this
did,
week.
and I quite enjoyed it. I enjoyed last year's as well. This is a interesting idea, and to put it on a Saturday and make it, a special episode of Collision when there really aren't that many special episodes of Collision that are worth that are worth going out of your way for. Yeah, this was built up very well. It was,
They
like
really
a
packed
mini
it
pay-per-view.
full of championship
Yes,
matches
they
here.
packed it full of, in two and a, they did six matches in 2.5 hours, and it flowed pretty, pretty briskly. It was, an enjoyable program for sure. Multiple titles at stake, but none changed.
I had to laugh. It was when I hopped on Twitter. I saw the headline, John Moxley and Nutbush Dance save AEW Collision. And I'm like, oh man, did the w was the show that bad? And honestly, I was like, no. It's like, what are you guys talking about? Like, what kind of
I don't know what
headline
they're
is
talking
this?
about.
But like I'm like, what kind of dress? After having watched it, I'm like, what kind of crazy headline is that? Like, who came up with that? Because John Moxley didn't even from the descriptions that I had heard about Moxley doing this at the post match here, because him and Takeshita came to a time limit draw, and everyone made it sound like the crowd was super offended, and it did not feel like it to me.
No, it really didn't. I mean, that's kind of
It,
what
so
this
that's
title's
why,
for.
it, so that's why it was almost even weirder to me that people were like, oh, well, Moxley saved it by telling Takeshita to hit his finisher on him before they left. And I'm like, why wasn't this just part of the plan? Like, why did that have to be audibled to have that happen? And if like
I
that
don't.
seems we like that just seems like a natural thing to have happen, to have some type of post-match event that is going to lead you into the obvious next match.
Yeah. Definitely.
So yeah, that was one of the weirder descriptions that I had ever seen after watching this. Because yeah, I'm with you. Like it was fine. Like I don't know if any of the wrestling blew me out of the water.
No, I mean, the only thing that really, I guess, blew me out of the water was towards the beginning of Kyle Fletcher and Mark Briscoe's ladder match. Mark Briscoe just taking two of the most hellacious bumps I've ever seen in my life within 96 seconds of each other. The apron
And he
slam where he landed on
continued.
his neck, and that, and then when he was just ran headfirst right into the ladder, just no protection, no nothing. He just hit that damn thing. Head first.
Oh man. Yeah, Mark Briscoe is a crazy person,
Indeed it
and
is.
continued to take more bumps on
Yes,
top
definitely.
of those two that were fairly early in the match. What a professional. Cause we got John Moxley remains continental champion. Babes of Wrath defeat Mega Bad, and we really the only thing that comes out of that is that they needed a third, so they brought
Yeah, of course they
in
did.
Lena Cross from Australia.
Indep
Honestly,
Australian independent standout. Lena Cross? Is it again? Is that it? The name?
I was looking for it here. Yeah, Lena Cross. K like carrion. So
Excalibur got to have
that.
Excalibur got to have another Japanese deathmatch legend Luther like moment. It's okay. It's okay. I know some nerds on the internet will make fun of you, but it's okay to just say for an announcer to for a US-based AEW announcer to say, I've never seen this woman before. Who is she? You don't have to be a total nerd about it. It's
Well,
wrestling.
it didn't come off all that well.
No, I mean, it wasn't quite Japanese Deathmatch Legend Luther thing because that was just so enthusiastic and so like, of course everyone should know who this is. At least the way he said it this time was a little more inquisitive, a little more like, okay, I'm informing you, I know who this is. I'm informing you who this is. When Luther debuted, it was, of course you should know who this is.
Yeah. He's like, she had one match, and I'm like, okay. Like, yeah. I don't know. Tony Schiavone and Excalibur, not my favorite tandem.
No.
Oh yeah, because. I did love another let's see if the shiny toy is already broken here. Hangman Adam Page defeats Andrade El Idolo. Oh boy.
Yeah.
That is definitely broken shiny ter toy territory. And then much to no one's surprise, Wheeler Yuta ends up being the one getting his head shaved.
Of course he was. Of course the old Shaggy Dog got, had to get his head shaved.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't going to be Marina Shafir. And oh boy, was there some casual man and woman violence here. The likes of which we have not seen on a major wrestling show in what, maybe 15 years or what have you? I mean,
Yeah, it wasn't even casual. That was some pretty serious stuff. We had
it was serious, but it was
we
treated
had
so casually. Yeah, it was just that's what
yes.
it's treated like
It did help
she
that
piled over, yeah.
the women that were in the matchup were not dwarfed by the men.
Well, no, not in this match. No, they were not.
So that
I mean,
certainly
in reality,
helped the situation.
in reality, Maria Shafir could kill everyone in that match, of course. Yes.
Yes, she would probably turn all of them into pretzels.
Yes. But the live crowd ate this up. Of course, they were happy to see Tony and get a
She
win
definitely
and the
got the
shaving.
best
Yeah.
reaction of the night, I would
Yes,
say, of the
she
Australians.
definitely did. So, again, this was fun. This is fun, certainly for the live audience. I didn't have a huge problem with it. Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, main event. Cause oh well, yeah, we kind of mentioned the co-main event. Was not surprised that Kyle Fletcher ended up beating Mark Briscoe. I
No,
don't know
no,
if
no,
we've
no,
said that part.
no, no, no. Kyle Fletcher just got the TNT Championship back.
Yep,
Not
Australian wrestling in Australia.
Australia, yep.
So yeah, not surprised there. Main event: Brody King versus MJF. Expected outcome here. I was
Right,
not
yes.
expecting Brody King to become the AEW champion.
No, of course not. No.
So, I think we talked about a pre-show and
Yeah, it just it
now I
was
have a
just
cat
it
jumping on my computer
right.
keyboard.
Yeah, it
It
faced that
was
AEW
fine.
problem of having to follow a lot, particularly having to follow right after that ladder match, and they weren't, they didn't have anything, extra special planned. It was, a pretty basic match, and what it needed to be, MJF
No.
everyone, every few weeks gets, or so gets these television championship matches so that he can, get some defenses in. He's got Hangman Adam Page at Revolution. It
Yep.
still feels like everything is leading to MJF versus Kenny Omega, so this This kind of feels like a bit of a foregone conclusion and not super exciting.
Yeah, and it just would be weird at this point. Like, as much as I would not be surprised to see Adam Page win the championship again at some juncture, him winning it back this soon from MJF seems weird.
Yeah.
So I do not expect that to happen either. But yeah, overall, completely fine show. I did not need to see the Nutbush dance to enjoy this collision.
No.
Although yeah, 2.5 hours still pretty silly, but definitely makes sense given where the hell they went.
Yeah.
And shout out to a gang called Speed, the band that had the music for this show. I continue to tip my cap to Tony Khan for paying real artists to put their music out on his show. He does not care that it costs more money than some in-house schmuck that makes terrible music. So Tony Khan will always have my musical heart in professional wrestling. Anything else to talk about, sir, before we get on out of here?
I think we're good.
Bell time beer for the show. Should one find themselves in Indianapolis, Ohio, this has been a longtime favorite of mine, given that I stopped there more than a decade ago. Sun King Brewery, this is just one of their basics, their Keller Haze IPA. Just a very good basic IPA that has some fruity notes to it. Has some piney notes to it. It just is a nice kind of blend of all flavors and more of your classic IPA flavor. It's definitely not hazy or overly fruity or anything like that. If you just like a nice standard IPA, grab one from Sun King Brewery out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And I believe they also have a facility down in Florida somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, go and look that up if you're interested. So yeah, Sun King Brewing, very, very good stuff. So that is the Bell Time beer suggestion from Matt DeFrango. 11. He is at, oh yeah, I forgot. That's what the biggest problem is. I forget that you don't have an ad anymore. So
No,
at Sun
no.
Granny
Sorry
is
about
the
that.
brand. Rate and review us on iTunes and Spotify. You can also download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later.